And the reduction we've been seeing in the construction sector continues following a fall in activity of 9% last year. A smaller 3% decline is expected this year. That's according to Quantity Surveyors David Langton, or construction consultants, who say that contractors are feeling the most pressure as they rely on live construction projects. We're joined now in studio by Davis Langton's Ireland director, Paul Mitchell. Paul Mitchell, briefly, can you highlight for us the figures that spell out the stark comparison between peak and now?
Well, I suppose, thanks very much, Emma. To look back, you know, where we were at from a housing point of view, up over 80,000 units. We're now at 10% of that, 8,500 units completed in 2012. We've had a three-quarter reduction in output, down from 38 billion to 7.5 billion forecast for 2013. And from a jobs point of view, a two-thirds reduction in construction jobs.
That wasn't sustainable. This isn't either. What is?
Yeah, so like the natural sustainable level is seen at somewhere between 10 and 12% of GNP. So that's 15 billion. At the moment, we're half that.
One interesting thing that your report points out, it paints a picture of a residential housing stock that's 44% of which was built before 1980. What do we know about how much work these houses are going to need and when they're going to need it?
Greg, I think it was an analysis that we carried out this year because we are seeing housing shortages in certain areas in certain cities. And we are seeing that NAMA and the government departments are pumping in money as part of their stimulus plan to look at that. But certainly the ageing stock, much like the regeneration projects a number of years ago that were cancelled, need to be rejuvenated in some way.
And last week's finance bill brought in some incentive to restore Georgian houses on a test basis, certainly in two cities. We've got builders who need the on-site business, but apart from the builders, we have engineers, we've architects, we've quantity surveyors. Rather than complain about the situation of the Irish market, why isn't the industry concentrating on exporting these as services rather than exporting the people?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I think a lot of Irish practices from architects to quantity surveyors have done a good job in exporting their services with the help of Enterprise Ireland. Global firms such as ourselves would carry out work in the Middle East and Far East from Ireland using Irish graduates and Irish employees.
And is it a case that we need to think bigger, that we don't yet have the experience of the massive projects that are being built in the Far and the Middle East and in Canada, that no one here in Ireland has worked on anything quite so big as what's going on out there?
I think some of the infrastructure projects may be larger, but certainly during the boom years here, we have projects such as the Plan Grange Gorman, the first phase of which has just been completed, the next phase which is going ahead, which is 1.3 billion. That's a very sizable project, and the Irish construction industry has shown over the years that they can actually perform and are seen at the top of their game abroad.
One thing that you'd like to see changed is the amount of people that are going into third level education in anything to do with construction, that the numbers have fallen off so badly. If you had an 18-year-old who was leaving school this year, would you really recommend that they go into quantity surveying, architecture, engineering?
I think we've gone through our 5 or 6 years of pain. We're looking at a levelling out next year. By the time these graduates have gone into college and come out in 4 years' time and become chartered, I think they'll be coming out at a peak time and a great time in the industry. And certainly it's a time to get experience.
OK, Davis Langton's Ireland director, Paul Mitchell, thank you very much for joining us this morning in studio. Very briefly, baked good producer Arista today announced a deal to buy German bakery group Klemm for €280 million. The company said that the acquisition will substantially transform its European manufacturing footprint and greatly enhance its channel diversification and product capability in the region. And Arista is a Swiss group formed by the merger of Highstand and the Irish group IAWS a couple of years ago. And on the currency market, the euro is trading at $1.34 and 86.9 pence sterling.